Premier Alan Windey, good afternoon.
Afternoon, John.
It's our 24th birthday today, the radio station, Alan.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday.
Thank you. When did you become aware that Cape Talk existed?
Wow. I suppose it must be about 22 years ago.
Oh, okay. So you've been around. Yeah, you've been sort of in and out for a long time. Alan, there's not much to talk about in terms of COVID stuff, although I presume you are still scratching your head, you and the teams involved with this, how to get more people vaccinated, particularly more people over the age of 50.
Yeah, so, I mean, in Cabinet yesterday, we had a full presentation on our own research on there are people who are saying no, but there are people who have not got around to it yet, and there are people who are undecided. So each of them have different strategies. Undecided, we are now doing much more consultation with doctors and medical professionals, because our research is saying that, you know, if you've got questions, you must be able to ask them of a medical professional. And then, of course, to get round to it, we're keeping on messaging them in different ways, and then also using on the ground different tactics, like Minister Mbombo, you know, working through the minstrels, and just one minstrel troop, and you get registrations of 300-400 people. So, you know, those kind of interactions, and really just testing it and trying it as we go to keep the numbers going.
I was disappointed to read, I think it was yesterday, it might have been the day before yesterday, Alan, that you had not even received the courtesy of a reply from the presidency with your formal letter last week saying, come on, let us discuss a roadmap out of the state of disaster. Let's begin the conversation. And disappointingly, it's not something that the presidency seems ready at the moment to begin that conversation.
No, so I hadn't received a reply up until yesterday, but yesterday I got a reply, not from the presidency, but I got a reply from Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, which really just said, no, we'll be making a decision on the extension, and that's just where it is. Although what I'm doing is now we are still pushing that. I believe that we must have a roadmap. We cannot not have it. We will still be pushing that, and we ourselves are now crafting what our own roadmap looks like. We had also a really good presentation again from the Department of Health. We have had what we call our traffic light system. They've re-looked at it again, basing it on our percentages of vaccinations and then looking at targets so that, because the one thing, it cannot only be a hospitalization trigger system, because once people are arriving in beds, it's too late. You've got to get to infections early enough to see what you need to do to slow them down. And hopefully in certain areas, if you're over 50, we've got nice, good results. It will result in very few people ending up in hospital, which will, be much easier to manage. But that's why it's important right now to get the vaccine numbers up higher and higher. We will also be re-zooming in on the high risk, which is obviously 50 and above. Looking at what's happening in other parts of the world, we've got to make sure that that's the market that is sort of covered as best as possible. And we will just continue to push. I've asked yesterday as well that I want our own disaster management teams and our local government teams, as well as our economics teams, to also have a look at what we think would be legitimate early slowdown system. So I don't know what's going to come out of it, but I've asked them to look at it.
Alan, this is something that you would have talked about generally. I mean, I don't know how specific you've got in the conversations, but if it were up to the Western Cape, how much more relaxed would you make living in the Western Cape? What restrictions do you think still need to be kept in place, given our history, our present situation, and our potential future when it comes to the pandemic?
Okay, so right now, what is the question right now?
Yeah.
I actually would say, listen, I need much more responsibility from citizens, and I'm happy to relax that. Because there are very few businesses that can't operate at the moment. But I think of probably nightclubs. How do we engage with them to say, what do you do to still be responsible, understanding that we at the level that we're at, the risk is much lower, but we need to have good practice in place. If I think about the conferencing industry, et cetera, I've seen some of their plans, and they really are. They've spent a lot of time understanding how they are going to run their businesses in a safe way, using extra entrances, narrowing down the size of the conference venues. They've done a lot of work in it. So I think I'd definitely be saying we need citizens and businesses to take upon themselves more responsibility. And then hopefully I can also very soon give an idea of what we would put in place as the restrictive measures to slow it down, because I also don't believe that we need disaster management, etc. I've also asked for another lot of research, because for me, I've mentioned it often, Kyalita results and immunity and other mechanisms that have made sure that people are more or less susceptible to infections. And these are questions because we need to ask. And our researchers are doing quite a lot of work. I'm very impressed to see that diabetes now is gone from the number one at risk to number four.
What's number one now, Alan?
The number one is high blood pressure,
okay.
Hypertension. So they were number two. They've gone up to number one. But diabetes has dropped down. Now, why is that? Are people managing their sugar better? Do they understand the risks of COVID-19 better? Or is it the program of really a lot more focus? I mean, we've phoned so many of our diabetics in the last year and a half, just checking on how their sugar levels are. Maybe that's a better consciousness. I don't know, but that's what I'm seeing in the data. We're continually researching every single day to understand it, looking at international results and looking at our own. And, you know, booster shots, you know, all of those kind of things are coming into the conversation.
Thank you very much to Premier Alan Windey.